Yes. Part two.
You're being summoned.
Yeah, who's saying my name? What's up?
The dog just lowered my chair. The dog just lowered my chair. Like it was a hydraulic chair. A hydraulic office chair. And it's not, I don't think. Oh, it is. He lowered my chair. Like it was a prank in the office. So.
I just get tired. It's been a long, lost weekend of drinking and alcoholism.
Yes, this has been
drunk.
This has definitely been the lost weekend. And where it went, nobody knows. That's why it's lost.
Yes, I have binge drunk myself.
You should probably have that. I want to smoke in that fucking guy's bedroom, basement room so bad, but I can't because that would be rude. But I'm just saying, I really want to smoke a cigarette all over in here.
All over.
Oh, my God.
We should go outside and do one.
Hey, this is a remote device. Yes, we have the latest technology. And once again, we want to say thank you to our sponsors, Bud Light, Nike, Air Jordan, Waste Management, Tap Out, Cage Fighter, Reeboks, Adidas.
Bic.
All of them. Duct Tape. Owens Corning. I don't even know what that shit is, but I know I probably got some.
Lowry Seasoning.
Come on.
Brown Sugar.
That's right.
What do they call it? G&H, whatever you are.
General Mills and Kellogg's, we appreciate it for sponsoring our show.
Swung out.
Yes. We really do appreciate it. We are actually, like I said before, the first podcast in history to have this type of major sponsors. It's never been done before.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah. It's never been done before, has it, with all our major sponsors?
Absolutely not.
Commentate on that.
Oh, shit. Just want to give it up to Bud Light. Thank you.
Pure drinkability. Oh, God, the battery is low. Oh, Lord. It's on fail. I got a plug. We're going to have to pause this, and we'll be right back, folks. Thank you. So you mean to tell me there's a dead body buried in your backyard?
Not in my backyard. And I can't really confirm it, but she has a weird hump. It's a weird hump in the backyard.
And you think it's a dead body? Why? Are they fertilizing that area?
No, I hate to say that there's a dead body. But
that's horrible.
That is horrible. That is horrible.
Man, we're going to take a break. Good God, you're sick. So you're saying cockaburras come on this thing and yes. Everything, and it's growing. It's a big mound of dirt. It's weeds all covered on it. They don't touch it. It looks out of place.
It does look really out of place.
It looks like that area could be landscaped with rock or something, but it's not.
No, there's no
rocks. It's just
rocks.
A patch with some hard dirt and weeds all over it, and it's a big, giant hump. Maybe, what, over 12 feet long, 15 feet. End to end, and like a big bulge in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a body.
It's something. It's
I wonder if they can hear the thunder.
Yes.
Can they hear the thunder?
This is that fucking guy Mysteries.
Yes. We bring thunder. You thought this was UFC. We switched it. Bam.
It's mystery time.
Dude, I think we found it. Like,
I
where they probably, there's some sort of a bone. There's bones in there for sure.
And the weirdest part is, my lawn sometimes does it too. Like, I feel like I'm higher up. Right here.
Shit.
Only on this spot. There is something right here.
Like, they dumped a fucking...
When you stand right here,
wheelbarrows full of shit.
Everything else. It's a weird...
It's a burial, dude. It's a burial site. Where else do you dump a... pounds and pounds and pounds of dirt on top of something in wheelbarrows
and shit. At
one point,
something was down here. That just doesn't make sense. It's just dirt. Well, who would just throw dirt? And why is it right here?
And why is it right up against the fence like that?
It's right here, too.
And through the fence. Yeah, because before there was a fence...
Yeah, you could step on there and you could see how elevated you are.
Something was buried pre-1960. Yep. Yep.
Something. It has to be something.
Maybe pre-70. Probably pre-60, though. Something was buried there.
Hi, John.
Oh, shit.
I'm Ryan Gosling.
Whew. Back in shelter. Drunk. Once again, thanks to Bud Light. Ruining lives all across the nation. But that's all we drink.
That is drinkability.
That looks like two cases of Bud Light.
Would you give me another beer, please? Two beers?
Oh, there's another case.
There's a case. Or
half a case. Yeah, Bud Light is being expensive. You can send a case.
Thank you.
Awkward moment.
Awkward.
Before we get on the podcast.
We like to start a shift from this from scratch pretty much.
I think we need to get rid of the word podcast and make it a new word. We'll call it a smutcast. We're broadcasting smut. Filth and vile filth. That's what we do. This is not normal.
We don't.
It's filthy. Listen to our how degenerate we are. You know, whatever the word is.
Now we're gonna move this shit forward.
Yes.
Here we go.
On our smut cast.
Bones Jones.
Yes.
What's going on with this?
Well, if Dana White has been listening at all, he probably turned it off a while ago when we found a dead body, but it was real. That's right. That's how we roll, Dana. But I think he thinks that John Jones is playing a mind game against Rashad. He knows it. Everybody fucking knows it. Playing a mind game. Fada bing. Whatever. He's chilling. He's got all, John Jones has kids and shit. Whatever. He hurt his hand probably. Needs, you know.
He could take some time off.
Oh, whatever fight canceled. Well, he's gonna fight anybody, dude. He's gonna beat the crap out of
him.
He's
the champ. He can do whatever he wants. A champ take time off. He's a champ.
Hey, his hand was sore. Shoot, if my hand was sore, I would stop punching people with it too.
But it does fuck up the light heavyweight division again.
Well,
here it comes. Because really. Now, Rashad Evans is going to fight.
Phil Davis.
How does this work?
It doesn't work.
This doesn't work. Because if Phil Davis wins, he hasn't beat a Rampage. He hasn't beat a Machida. Hell, he hasn't even beat Brian Baker. He can't be the top contender for Bones Jones.
Let's take a step back. Let's step back for a moment. And let's talk about who are the top four contenders for the belt in light heavyweight division. I'm going to tell you who the top four contenders are. Rashad Evans, Rampage, Phil Davis, and Lyoto Machida. Nobody is going to fight John Jones until they fight each other in some way or fashion. Or at least one of them fights somebody.
Almost. I got the same deal, but I have to put Shogun still in that picture.
No.
Shogun defended his belt, but he still has to be a talk.
No. He is already fighting somebody else. I can't even remember who it is.
Forrest Griffin.
See?
He's fighting Forrest Griffin.
Out of the picture, dude. Out of the picture. There's four people vying for the belt. That's it. And they're pushing Mr. Wonderful. They want him to get in there.
Yes, they do.
Try and get the belt. He's cool.
He is. I want to see him win. I want to see him.
It'd be a great fight.
I want to see him out wrestle Rashad Evans. I do want to see that.
Right.
So,
but I have a suspicion that he is just not on that elite level yet.
I mean, want to see it.
I hate that word.
See what's going to happen.
I hate the word elite. Stupid. It's a stupid word.
It is.
I hate it.
But he's just not elite. He's not there yet. He's good. I mean, he beat Lil Nog. Hey, that's a credit in the book.
Does anybody think that John Jones would not toss him around like his little cousin that's 10 years younger than him?
I think Paul Jones would beat him like he beat Ryan Bader. Yeah. Just embarrass him. He'd secure the rounds and just go to work. He can end the fight anytime, but he just want to practice.
I honestly think the people that have the only chance are Rashad Evans, because he's actually trained with him.
So he gets a little bit of a chance.
Yes.
And I think Leona Machida, because he did the Karate Kid kick, I give him some chance.
Yes, because he can be wild too. Machida, I think, I give Machida the best chance to beat Bone Jones right now.
Yeah.
I can't give it to Rampage. I can't give it Rashad Evans. Rashad Evans, he's going to get embarrassed. Bone Jones is going to embarrass him. Just like he's embarrassed Ryan Bader, Shogun.
I think Dana White is going to make Machida fight Rampage again, Phil Davis fight Rashad, and then he's going to pick who he wants. Whoever got the better win will get the title shot. If none of them got a good win, guess what? Bones Jones is waiting some more. You know, gonna have to wait now.
Because really, they can run almost like a tournament.
They gotta make money. They gotta make money on the fight. It's gotta make sense, and no one's gonna buy it.
I think a good tournament for the light heavyweight would be great. Everybody has a win over each other. Because I can't put Phil Davis in this.
I think it should have been Shogun.
Rashad Evans would have been a better fight. Just so you can shut up the Shogun. It's still a talk. It has to be a talk.
Shogun is gonna be around until Rampage fights him again. That's how long. And that's gonna be a while. But he's still going to be around, or, you know, he's going to be around, dude. But I don't think he's going to make it to that level again, unfortunately.
You think Shogun's done?
I think he's pretty much under top five the rest of his career. I hope I never see him and he knows who I am.
I just hope he doesn't, because I like Shogun. It was nice when he knocked up Machida.
I think he just said,
I thought he won the first fight. I thought Shogun won that fight.
He's had a lot of surgeries on his knees and shit. You can't. That's understandable why you are not the same as you once were.
He looked sloppy against Bone Jones. I mean, just sloppy. He didn't like he was defending the belt. He was fighting for the belt.
But
it was this different look.
Shogun probably could have beat any other light heavyweight that night, besides Bones Jones. I think
he would have lost with the Rampage.
I think Rashad Evans could have beat him. I think Rashad Evans would
Rashad be a Evans. Favorite. Rashad Evans could have beat him, but if Phil Davis probably wouldn't have beat him.
Rashad Evans hasn't fought in like 7 years, dude. Maybe not that long.
No, he just fought Rampage.
Yeah.
Last fight.
It seems like 7 years ago.
And I was shitty about that fight.
A-Team's been on DVD for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Rampage, what the fuck? A-Team was great.
Get
God
that money,
it.
Rampage. Kick Get that asses. Money. Fuck that.
Beat him up.
You might as well make a career out of your name. You might as well. Market your shit. You're doing a good job. It was a shitty movie. I'll be honest. A-Team was shitty. It wasn't that good. I'll be honest.
Oh, wow. This is so ironic, if you know what I mean. I won't say his real name, but it's just so ironic.
It was a shitty movie.
So ironic.
But you got paid.
He said shitty.
Shitty.
Wow. That's a strong statement.
A-Team was shitty. And it's not Rampage's fault. Hey, you're getting paid to act in a movie.
Yeah, but they have to make these movies nowadays for these fucking retarded ass kids that can't.
Boy.
They all have ADD. And they have to make the movies like that so they can keep them in focus. Otherwise,
they dumbed A-Team down to the point where it was just, like, I didn't know if I was watching a comedy or was I supposed to take this serious. Because I was confused. I was confused during the whole movie. Just, like, am I supposed to be laughing or...
Another example of don't keep remaking things. Stop it. Don't remake it. You don't see UFC remaking the first show.
Yeah, exactly.
With their same rules from the first show. No.
No.
There's a reason.
Remakes are not good.
No.
Leave the classics where they're at.
Yes. That's why Randy Couture should have retired a long time ago.
Well, he must have been watching the classics because, I mean, Karate Kid... Who does the Korean
kick? Randy Couture, after you beat James Toney, you should have rode off to the sunset.
I would have.
Gone.
I would not.
What's a Justin Timberlake song? Gone. Gone.
Was he asking for Britney Spears back?
Gone.
You're gone.
Gone.
He was.
I'm gone.
He even telegraphed the shit too. Just
Randy Couture should have been gone.
Oh. That sucks though for Rancor, because your last fight that you have to show your grandkids is you getting crane kicked in the face.
He's gonna come back. Watch.
I hope he doesn't come back.
Too much crazy shit is happening. Paranoia setting in. We'll be right back. Part 3.